Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or tea like me, get comfortable on that couch, and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Hey there, friend. It's Amy, and I'm excited to dive into something that's been a lot on my mind lately. It's the wild, sometimes messy, but always transformative journey of rediscovering who you really are beneath all the roles and responsibilities that you juggle every single freaking day. And if you're like any of the people that I work with that are incredible, I bet you're no stranger to wearing multiple hats. Your mom, wife, business owner, husband, friend, daughter, son, volunteer, the list goes on and on and on. And while each of these roles is important and meaningful, it is easy to lose yourself in them, isn't it? To wake up one day and realize you've lost touch with the passionate, multifaceted woman underneath it all. And sorry, guys, today, I know you might be there too. I'm talking specifically to the women, but keep listening because you'll get something out of it too. Because today we are going to change the fact that you've kind of lost yourself underneath all of the things that you do. We are going to kind of peel back the onion layers. We're going to challenge the stories that have been holding you back, and we're going to reconnect you with your authentic truth. Because here's the deal. When you firmly are rooted in who you are and what you stand for, everything else falls into place. Your relationships improve, your business thrives, and your joy multiplies. Pretty amazing, right? So grab your favorite drink, get comfortable wherever you're at, and let's jump in. I promise by the end of our time together, you're going to have a whole new appreciation of the incredible, complex woman that you are. So number one, we're going to strip away your labels. Before we can rediscover who you are, you've got to create some space. You've got to strip away all the labels, the titles, the roles that you've been carrying and get back to your core. And I know this can feel vulnerable and even a bit intimidating. We are so used to defining ourselves by what we do, who we're responsible for, and how well we perform. But listen, you are so much more than the roles and accomplishments that you're a force to be reckoned with. With all your talents, all your passions, and all your purpose that is just kind of embedded in every part of who you are. So in this moment, I invite you to take a deep breath. Close your eyes and imagine you're setting down each of your hats, one by one by one. In this moment, you're not the business owner, the entrepreneur. You're not the wife, the mom, the friend. You're just you in your rawest, most authentic form. And as you sit in the space of vulnerability, start to tune into your gut. What is it telling you? What parts of yourself have you been neglecting or hiding away? Maybe you need to pause this to get the answer. What fires you up and makes you come alive outside of your roles and responsibilities? I want you to give yourself full permission to explore those parts of you without judgment, shame, or expectation. You may have to find some time to set aside to come back and ask yourself those questions, and that's okay. But make sure you're just not listening to something and you're actually doing the work, because the work is hard. This is deep personal work. And no, there's no right or wrong way of doing it. So there's no rules. You just got to do it. And you've got to trust that the answers you need are already within you. They're just waiting to be uncovered. And number two, I want you to start challenging your stories. Now that you've created some space to reconnect with your core, let's talk about the stories you've been telling yourself. What narratives you have accepted as truth without even maybe realizing it. Because we all have these stories, the ones that tell us we're not good enough, not smart enough, we're not worthy enough, that we have to do it all, be it all, and never let them see us sweat. Oh my gosh, if I had a dime for every time I said that, I would be a gajillionaire. But here's the thing, they're just stories. They're not doing you any favors either. They're likely keeping you stuck, playing small and disconnected from your true. It is time that you start to challenge these stories and start writing new ones. Ones that honor your worth. They celebrate your strengths and they give you permission to be fully human, fully alive, fully you. So one of my favorite ways to do this is journaling. And I'm not an everyday journaler, but when I need to get something out or I need to figure something out or I need to pray or I need to feel, I just take whatever is in my head, grab a pen and paper or my journal book and open up a blank document on your computer if you have to and just start free writing whatever comes to mind. You don't censor yourself. You just let it flow. No right or wrong. No format you have to follow. As you write, though, I want you to pay attention to the stories that come up. Do you have any that are like, I should be, dot, dot, dot. I have to, dot, dot, dot. I'm not, dot, 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 statements. Any of those statements coming for you? And when you see them, I want you to pause and ask yourself, is this really true? Is this a story I want to keep carrying? Or is it time to let it go? Oh, let it go. Don't hold it back anymore. Okay, I can't sing. That was terrible. I probably hurt your eardrums. But don't you, every time somebody says, let it go, just want to start singing like Elsa? Come on now. Come on. All right. But then what I want you to do is I want you to start reframing them. So if your story isn't serving you, how could you tell it different? What would a story rooted in self-love, compassion, and possibility sound like? I want you to write that story. Even if you don't fully believe it yet, the more you tell it, the more you're going to make it feel like your reality. Because you're telling negative stories, baby, now they feel like your reality. Flip them up on their head and reframe it. Because this is powerful, life-changing work. And as you start to rewrite your stories, you're going to find yourself showing up differently in your business, your relationships, and most importantly, your relationship with yourself. You're going to start making choices and taking actions that align with your authentic truth rather than the limiting beliefs that have been running your show. So be patient with yourself as you navigate this process that we're going through. You know, everything I do is very actionable. It is here to create a change. I want you to celebrate every story you rewrite, every glimpse of your true self that you uncover. This is important work of coming home to you. And darn it, it is worth every bit of courage and time that it takes. I've been there. I've done this work. I've taught this work to hundreds of women in the Awaken Me Journey course. I've done it myself. Thousands of women through counseling to make sure that I knew what worked to get them through and find themselves again, to be who they were authentically made to be before they got lost in the day-to-day rhythm and running here and there and chaos and all the things that are happening. You don't have to want to pull your hair out like this. No, you don't have to do that. You get to come back to you again. And here's step three. I want you to anchor into your values. As you continue to strip away the labels and rewrite your story, you're going to get clearer and clearer on who you really are and what you stand for. This is where your core values come in. These are the non-negotiable principles that guide your decisions, your actions, and how you show up in the world, with your family, in your marriage, with your business. And when you're anchored in the values, and we often talk about them as entrepreneurs in our business, but we don't ever do them for our personal self. They have a powerful inner compass to navigating life's ups and downs. And you're able to stay true to yourself, even in the face of external pressures or expectations. You are then, once you define these values for yourself and what's most important, it's going to make your yeses and your noes different. You're going to be able to say yes to what matters and no to what doesn't. And you're going to have it with clarity and conviction of saying yes and no. So how do you identify your core values? I'm going to tell you here, but we're also going to put a link in the show notes that you can go download an exercise that'll walk you through it step by step. So you will come out choosing and knowing exactly what your top five core values are. You can even take it further and have, if you're married, have your spouse do them. And then there's like a little way to talk about it as well. We will put that in the show notes everywhere. I don't know the link off the top of my head, but it'll be there. And you just go download it and do it. But I'm going to tell you here as well. Start by thinking about the times in your life when you felt most alive, most fulfilled, and most like yourself. What were you doing? Who were you with? What values were being honored in those moments? If you don't know or you can't think about it, you definitely need to download the core values list. It just makes it so much easier. But you can also think about the opposite. The times when you felt drained, most out of alignment, most like you were betraying yourself. The times where you've said yes when you know you should have been saying no. What values were being compromised or ignored in those moments? Somebody must be talking about me. It's in those experiences you'll start to see patterns emerge. Certain themes or principles that just keep coming up time and time again. These are likely your core values. The ones that are most essential to your happiness, your integrity, and your sense of self. And once you've identified these values, the real work begins. Really, because now you get to live them out day in and day out. And it means making choices and taking actions that honor your values, even when it's hard. It means surrounding yourself with people and experiences that align with your values and letting go of the ones who don't. It means using your values as a litmus test for every opportunity and decision. Asking yourself, does this light me up and feel an integrity with who I am? And when you live in alignment with your values, everything shifts. You will feel more grounded, more purposeful, more at peace with yourself and your life. You attract experiences and relationships that feed your soul. And you let go of the ones that don't with grace and ease. Now, if you're hearing this and you're like, Amy, this is just too much. That is so much in just three steps. And you've got how many more? AwakenMeJourney.com. I will walk you through it over 8 weeks. I will hold your hand. I will teach you how to do each of these things step by step by step. Okay? But let's move on. There is power in anchoring into your authentic truth. It's not easy, but oh my gosh, it is so worth it. Because when you start to honor your values, you honor the wisest, most loving part of yourself. And from that place, I want to tell you right now, anything is possible. Sky is the limit. If you think you're thinking big, I want you to think bigger. So, ready for number four? Redefining yourself. This is what I love. Now that you've stripped away the labels, you've challenged your stories, you've reframed them, you anchored in your values, you get to the exciting part. Woo! We are going to redefine who you are. And the part I love about this is in the dictionary, the definitions, they stay the same, right? You don't get to change them. They're black and white. But the definition of you, babe, we get to rewrite it. You get to keep the parts you want and throw away the ones you don't. And this isn't about who you've been or what others expect you to be. This is about you choosing on who you want to become based on your deepest truths and your most authentic desires. Think of it as crafting your personal mission statement. It's not set in stone, but it should reflect the essence of who you are at your core, guided by the values you hold most dear. This is your chance to define yourself on terms not based on past roles or external expectations. Start by asking yourself, based on my core values, who do I want to be in this world? How do I want to show up in my relationships and my personal life? This is about painting a vivid picture of the woman you're growing into. And it doesn't matter how old you are. I've redefined myself so many times over the years, and I'm 52 going on 53. We change, we grow, we learn. We need a new definition. It's about becoming and knowing the person that you are and having each brave choice you make going forward aligned in the action and the essence of you. So writing this new definition of yourself can be both liberating and a little bit daunting. I'm not going to lie. But it isn't about perfection. It's about a work in progress, just like you. As you grow and evolve, so will the definition. The key here is the alignment. Make sure your choices, your actions, and your thoughts are in harmony with this authentic version of who you are. Grab your pen, grab the paper, and take a moment to reflect. Who are you? At your core, who are you becoming? Because this isn't about finding the perfect words. It is about capturing the true you. Okay? Let's redefine you together, making sure it's something that fires you up and propels you forward, because this is your story and you're the only one who can write it. Make it a page turner. You've got this. Now, number five, you now have to align your time with your new self-definition as your guide. It's time to bring it all to life. This is about aligning your time and energy to reflect who you are and who you're becoming. This is where the rubber meets the road, where insight becomes action. Let's be real. Our calendars and our to-do lists and my to-do lists have to-do lists have to-do lists. They often reveal the truth about our priorities. So the question is this: does your schedule reflect your core values and the woman you defined yourself to be? It's one thing to say what matters, but it's how you spend the time that you have that shows truly what you value. This step involves taking an honest look at how you're investing your days. Are you making time for the things that truly matter? Or are you getting caught up in the urgent demands, the reactivity at the expense of what's truly important to you? This isn't about time management. It's about intentional living. So here's your action plan. You're going to start by auditing your current schedule. What activities align with your core values and your new definition? What doesn't? Start making the adjustments. This might mean saying no to certain commitments, setting firmer boundaries, or finding innovative ways to integrate your passions into your daily routine. But remember, again, I have to keep saying it, this is about progress, not perfection. This is about taking small, consistent changes that bring your daily life into alignment with your authentic self. Start small. Maybe it's carving out time each morning for reflection or blocking off one evening a week to pursue a passion project. The key is to start prioritizing the things that light you up and move you forward. So get to work. Align that schedule and watch as your life starts to shift one day at a time. Now, I told you guys, this is a full-on masterclass in this podcast right here. If you want help going through these, awakenmejourney.com, or you could just sit here and listen to this, write it down, your action items and your questions, and do it yourself. But the key is not just hearing it, but actually taking action. You have to take the action. So number six, nurturing your connections. This part is about deepening the relationship you have with yourself. Knowing who you are, aligning your life with your values is one thing, but continuously nourishing the connection is where the real growth happens. Think about it. The relationships in your life that matter most, think about them. They require time. They require attention and care, right? Same's true for yourself and your relationship with you. This is a step about committing to understand, accept, and celebrate yourself on a deeper level. Nurturing your connection with yourself might involve practices like daily journaling, quiet reflection, time in prayer, engaging activities that bring you happiness and joy, anything that allows you to tune into your inner wisdom and your emotions. It's about creating moments in your day to check in with yourself, to really listen to what you need. And your body's going to tell you before your brain does. Get used to listening to your body signs, because this connection is the foundations of your resilience and your confidence. It is what allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and come back to center where the world tries to pull you off course. So commit to this, to really showing up for yourself. It's this place of deep connection that you find the strength to pursue your true path, your purpose, and the definition of a fulfilling life for yourself. Now, number 7, I want you to embrace your journey. And as we start to wrap up, I want to emphasize that this journey of self-discovery and authentic living isn't a one-time event. It is an ongoing process. It's a lifelong commitment to growing, evolving, and staying true to you. And as you continue to grow and face new experiences, your understanding of yourself will deepen. Your joy will increase. Your relationships will deepen. Your definition of who you are may shift and expand. This isn't about starting over. It's about building upon the strong foundation you've created. It's about continuing to peel back the layers, learning from every experience, and integrating those lessons into an ever-evolving understanding of who you are. Embrace this journey. Celebrate your growth. Find the lessons in your challenges and allow yourself to change and do the work. This isn't the end of our work together or your work together with yourself. It's the beginning of a lifelong adventure of living authentically. Remember, you have everything you need right inside you. You are wise, passionate, powerful woman that you are and that you're getting ready to uncover even more. She's not going anywhere. She is you in your purest form, and she is always with you. So keep coming back to your truth. Keep aligning your life with your values and keep showing up as the incredible, multifaceted woman that I know that you are. The world needs your authentic light, your unique gifts, and your full presence. This is your journey. I'm just honored to be a part of it. I want you to keep shining, keep growing, and keep embracing all that you are, because the best is yet to come for you, my friend. And there you have it, your roadmap to rediscovering and celebrating your authentic self. I hope that this conversation has sparked something deep within you. Maybe it's a renewed commitment to living your truth and honoring the amazing woman you are. If you're feeling fired up and ready to dive deeper into this transforming work, I would love to support you. Come join me, Awaken Me program, where we'll talk this path together step by step, awakenmejourney.com. But for now, I want you to know this. You are enough exactly as you are. You have everything you need to create a life that sets your soul on fire. And you are never, ever alone in this journey. So keep showing up. Keep doing the work. Keep trusting the woman in the mirror. She's got this, and so do you. All right. This is Amy Wine signing off, cheering you on. As always, until next time, stay true and stay you. Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges, from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.